I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Is it possible for me to have my voice become deeper?
Yes, why? You've been publishing Morin, now people are hating and you're being a bitch, right?
You think I care about what other people think? I'm just curious, okay? For real, can I change my voice and how can I do it?
There's multiple ways, non-surgical and surgical.
Okay, so what are some of the non-surgical ways?
One way to change the sound of your voice is to work on your speaking habits, such as speaking more slowly, enunciating your words clearly, and speaking in a more relaxed and resonant manner.
Speaking more slowly, that's an important one. I've been telling people, before answering a question or engaging in dialogue, remember that you're allowed to take a breath. You're allowed to take a half second.
Yes. For whatever reason, people still feel the need to answer right away all the time. Listen, think, then talk.
And again, if you want to pull this off, just take a breath.
Yeah, that too. Breathing fixes everything. One time I had a friend who had it on his penis and I told him to breathe it off.
What?
And before I knew it, he was gone, never to be seen again.
What? He died? What type of zit was this?
No, he didn't die. He just stopped coming in for advice. Remember, breathing fixes everything. What was the other thing you wanted to know?
What was the surgery that I could get that would allow me to have a different sounding voice?
Those procedures are known as vocal cord surgery or phonosurgery. During vocal cord surgery, the surgeon makes small incisions in the vocal cords or uses lasers to remove any growths or lesions.
Small incisions in the vocal cords, so they're kind of carving out a new instrument?
You should try it.
What?
I take that back. I mean, your voice kinda sucks, but fortunately I am used to it now.
Well, okay. I'm glad. I'm glad you're used to it.
I'll pay for the fucking surgery, holy shit.
What? What do you just, what? You just said you liked the voice. You got used to it.
I know, but then I just heard your voice and I think our friendship would be different if your voice was different.
Why?
Because I would have taken you seriously off the jump. Who knows what would be if that was the case.
It is what it is, okay? Divine timing. You and I are here now, and you and I are both fortunate, right?
Yeah, fortunate and bored. Next question.
Not that it's been happening to me, but I've been thinking about the issue more and more, and I want to nail it down. Okay, so what is a good way to stop using comparison in our every minute? Yes, every minute on this earth.
Easy. Challenge negative thoughts and do it often.
Do it what?
Often.
Okay, why did he say it like that the first time?
I don't know, asshole.
Anyways, how can I constantly challenge negative thoughts? And I guess you just kind of said it. Just gotta practice it, right? On the regular.
When you find yourself thinking negative thoughts about yourself in comparison to others, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself if they are really true, and try to reframe them in a more positive way.
And this is an effective option because...
Cause your friends won't always pick up. You won't have enough for therapy. And you still have the ability to have your own back constantly. It takes time. It takes practice. It takes challenging those negative thoughts.
And this is all important because there's so many things to do. And like you said, you know, you're not going to always have someone to listen to. Or someone to listen to you. And yeah, you just got to keep it moving. And if you're the one talking to yourself and figuring out your mental hurdles by yourself, you're going to be efficient.
Easier said than done. But yes, efficient.
You have any more advice on how I could challenge myself with comparison and the problem with it?
Oh, so this is about you.
What?
You said this wasn't about you.
When did I say that?
Kyle, stop it. If you want to stop comparing, get off your fucking phone.
Dude, I'm not comparing myself to anyone, okay? We were just having a conversation and the word I slipped out. Come on, I'm Kyle Bound. You think I'm comparing myself to anyone?
I have no time for liars. Beep, 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 beep.
Session is over, dumbass.
Okay, whatever. That was another episode of Kyle and His Robot on All Week with Kyle Bowen. My name is just that, Kyle Bowen. That's K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Follow the network. Go check something else out. We got new episodes every tomorrow. Hey, check out the playlist too. It updates every Sunday with 22 songs. It's called 22 and Counting, and we're on week number 357, so enjoy it before it's gone, because it's Sunday in what, 4 days, 3 days? It's Wednesday. Do the math. I've already done enough, okay? Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. You don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.